How do I keep myself so motivated to work out consistently? I've got a few messages where people ask me, like, how do you stay motivated? How do I stay motivated? Where do I get the motivation to work out? What is it? So in this episode, I really want to share it with you.
Hello there, I'm your host Kathy Bhavani, and on this podcast show I talk about manifestation, spiritual well-being, money, success. I also share very common meditations, affirmations, and prayers to help you vibrate on your highest frequency. Every single episode on this show is raw, fun, clear-cut, powerfully healing, and truly gold-worthy. So I'm really looking forward to you joining me on this journey. And you can tune into this podcast show on iTunes, Spotify, Google, or wherever you choose to listen to your podcast. So follow me on Instagram, TheMetaphysicsMagic. Get in touch with me, hold my hand, and get excited for this journey. See you around.
Hello, my beloved. Welcome to episode 116. How do I keep myself motivated to work out consistently? So I first started my first ever workout when I was 16, college time. And on Twitter, I remember there was this college mate, and she shared this squat challenge where we had to do, like, first we started with 15, 20, 50, 100, 150, 200, all the squats challenge. And I did that challenge, and I remember how much fun it was for me to try out something different. And I saw the changes in my booty and my legs, and I felt so great afterwards. And honestly, I was addicted. I was seriously addicted. I was 16 at the time. I'm 27 now, almost like 11 years. And I'm not saying that I was consistent every single day working out for the past 11 years. No, I did have inconsistency. And when I look back, the period where I was very inconsistent with my workout, that was a period where I got depressed. And that speaks so much how, like, working out and our mental health is so connected. So I remember, like, when I started working out, my body image, like, when you are a teen, when you are in college, and you're just, you know, that chicken out of the egg, you're just getting into the world, and you get to see a lot of things and a lot of people and social media, all those things, it can damage your body image. But when I started to work out, I felt very confident. I felt very positive about my body. I just felt like at home, finally, in my body. I felt very connected to my body. I felt very energetic. And I remember I used to get so many compliments in my college. Like, we had this flyover, like, from station to my college, and I used to walk, and people literally used to ask me, like, are you an athlete? Are you some marathon runner or something? You walk really fast. Like, I just blink and you are from here to here. You're like a superwoman fast. And it just used to make me very, very good and feel very confident in myself. So I kept working out, even though my motive at the time was just purely aesthetic purpose. I'm not gonna lie, I was very shallow at the time, because yeah, when we are teens, we are in that phase, right? To just impress people, aesthetic purpose, want to look good, want to get a lot of attention, and you know, all those things. So for all the wrong reasons, even though it was for all the wrong reasons, I still worked out. I remember I had to catch a train by 6 a.m. for my college so that I would reach around 7. I used to wake up some days around 4 a.m., sometimes 4:30 a.m. I used to work out for 30 minutes, 35 minutes. I used to make my smoothie. I used to have my spinach smoothie. Even though I hate spinach, I fell in love with it during the time, because I wanted to have protein. At the time, protein powder, anything like that, was not easily accessible for me. I used to have banana, spinach, dairy milk, Yeah, that was an ingredient that I used to have in my smoothie. Now my smoothies are much more delicious and better. But yeah, at the time I had access to those things, I used to make that. And I remember working out and my friends were like, oh my god, she has really great time management skills. She's so disciplined. She wakes up around 4:30. And I would go to the train. My friends are like, oh my god, look at her. Look at her. And all those things really give me that ego boost and really used to inspire me to wake up early and work out and move and feel energetic and all that. And I was just very much addicted to it. And ever since then, I just knew that when you work out, you have that confidence, that positive body image, you get dopamine boost, and your just mental health is in such a great state. And you are just, you have a really great mood, and you're very calm, you're very still, you're present in your body, you're not getting too much in your head. So I just got this connection between mind and body and how important it is to move your body if you want to be in a great mental state. Early on, I got to know that, right? So I used to be very active. And then I got inconsistent, depressed. And then I realized I really thrive when I'm consistent with my workout. And I started to see that difference. Like, the week when I'm not moving at all, I'm just feeling so dull. And I'm just overthinking, getting into my head. And my mental state is not that good. But the week where I'm very active, moving, walking, yoga, stretching, doing all the things that I love, I'm in such a great high vibe state. Like, I got to see clear difference between two states. So yeah, that's how I stay consistent. I don't want to feel shitty. That's my biggest motivation, you guys. That's why I work out consistently, that I don't want to feel shitty, because I know how shitty it feels to not be able to move. Like, if you are a person who has moved, who is consistent with workout or anything, you would know the difference right away. If you skip your workout for 3 days straight without being slightly active, you would start to feel that shittiness inside yourself. And I, at this point, I feel so weird. If I don't work out for, like, say, like 3-4 days, I would feel so weird. I would feel, I won't feel like myself. I would just feel like this suffocated. I'm like, I need to work out. And even if I don't have time or anything, I would just squeeze in like 15-minute workout, very intense 15-minute workout that would just get the job done. But I would make sure that I have time for it in my schedule. And it's like my priority every single day to move my body in some or the other way, because it's just the best thing that just really supports me and anchors me and grounds me. And why would I not do something if it makes me happy and confident and gives me positive body image? I literally, like, before working out, like when I was a teen, I used to have so many bodily insecurities. But like, as I grew older, like, I think I would say the most secure I felt was when I turned like 25, 26. Yeah, not long ago. Like I would say, like, very, very secure. Like, when I can see a woman who's not my body type and I can not feel insecure, I can really appreciate her beauty. I could really love her without any insecurity, without any jealousy, without feeling any lack, without getting triggered, without reacting. I'm talking about that type of security where I can see another beautiful woman who's a complete a different body type than me. And I can appreciate and love and just admire her without comparing myself to her. So, you know, that's how security came when I was like 24, 25, 26. Yeah, that's when I really started to do my work around my body image. And I'm just so glad that I did that. I talk about that, all the inner mindset work in my Flow Your Way to Fit fitness course, where I talk about, you know, all the subconscious beliefs and like deep mindset work. So if you want to do this work, then highly recommend joining my amazing 6-module course, Flow Your Way to Fit. I'm gonna leave the link below so you can read all the details, and if you feel aligned, you simply have to message me FF to join that course. So just, I felt so good in my body, you guys. And that just really kept motivating me to keep feeling that good, to keep feeling that confidence. And that became my biggest motivation. That was my big why. And then I also saw my family members who did not move their body. And I saw family members who moved their body. And I saw a huge difference. People who worked out and were like very consistent with their workout and yoga, whatever they're doing, they were very healthy. They did not have any chronic pain, any illnesses or anything like that. And I noticed the family members who are like in their old age, like their 50s and 60s, who did not work out, did not eat healthy, and did not just do any activity. They have so many illnesses, chronic pain, and they're just a lot of suffering. And I realized that I don't want to be that. I really want to be that active person in my old age. I want to be able to play with my kids. I want to be able to play with my grandkids. I want to be that energetic, active, bubbly grandmother, that hot grandmother that, oh my god, like where people will say, I know it sounds silly and shallow, but yeah, people will look and say like, is this your grandma? She looks like your mom, not your grandmother, you know, that type of thing. So that is my big why, that I want to stay healthy for my future kids, my future grandkids, and to just be a very active, strong person. Like when you are externally strong, it also gives you internal strength as well to be more productive. You get more productive, you get more like active, you have more time for good things, and you just feel really great. Actually, you feel very happy, and when you are a happy person, you wish everyone happiness and you just spread more positivity. You're more optimistic. When you feel great, your energy is very contagious and you spread that great energy around. So it's a win-win for you, for the world, for the people. Like recently when I was like planning my diet and everything, I really like tuned into my intuition and I asked God, I visualize myself being very active, energizing grandmother in my future, playing with my kids, my grandkids, and like being known as someone who is very energetic, very strong, very active, like a superwoman, fast action taker, you know, woman like that. I want to be seen like that. What diet would you have me follow? Like, what type of food would you have me eat? And I literally asked God, like, basically my intuition, like, what would I eat today to be that active superwoman grandmother in the future who is so fit, has no illnesses, no pain, no suffering, nothing? Because there is this whole, like, I also have watched like TED Talks on like, you know, fitness, mental health, relationship between fitness and your mental health. And I also watched this TEDx about Alzheimer's disease. People who work out, they have very thin chances of getting those diseases. So yeah, like so many benefits of workout. And then I recently watched this video of fascia. Like if you don't work out, you build these knots and they're just very sticky and they make your body really stiff. And that's when the chronic back pain people experience, chronic knee pain, back pain, and all these kinds of like pains in their body because of those knots, this fascia nodes. You can do your research on it. There's this whole scientific research on it. They did the research where they compared people who moved their body daily and people who did not move their body at all for 3 weeks straight. And they saw that people who did not move their body for 3 weeks, their fascia was knotted and that part became very stiff and they can permanently lose mobility from that part of the body. It means that they cannot move their body properly, specific that body part, whether it was their back, their neck, their spine, their knee, their legs, their calf muscle. And they saw that muscle would get jammed and just cause a lot of pain for them, and that would lead to all kinds of diseases, because when that muscle tissue is blocked with the fascia, it cannot reach like the water, the blood, the nutrition cannot reach that part of the body. And that's why people start to experience all types of diseases and chronic pain and blockages and stuff like that. And that was like really cool and interesting. And that just inspired me to keep working out even more, you know. So there were like tons of reasons. And of course, the aesthetic purpose is probably the last one on my list. The first one, I would say, first motivation is mental health. I've seen a huge difference between the time when I did not work out at all, did not move my body at all, and the time when I started to move my body consistently. Huge difference, you guys. Huge difference. Also, another is skin. I've seen a huge difference in my skin. My skin is glowy and clear, and I feel more youthful and energetic. The third one is, of course, energy levels. I find myself being more productive, being more creative, being more in my creative genius zone when I have worked out. When I've not worked out, I can see that I'm overthinking, getting into my head, getting anxiety, worrying for no reason at all, unnecessarily wasting my time, feeling lethargic and lazy, procrastinating. So yeah, it's a no from me. Another reason, of course, my grandchildren. my grandchildren. And another motivation was my family members, like great examples, people who worked out, motivated me to keep working out and see that in old age. And also, you don't really love watching YouTube videos where people like, I am 60, but they actually look like 30, 40. Of course, I'm not against aging or anything. I'm not some ageist. I want to look my age, but I want to look strong. Like, they look really strong, like very vibrant, and like they look, their skin radiates, and they look, their aura is like something next level. And that's what I want to experience. I don't want to be lethargic and lazy and have all the energies in my aura, because I think I have a reel on this as well, why you should move your body every day. Because spiritually also, I'm not talked about the spiritual aspect in this, but let's talk about that. So when you work out, you're not only releasing the toxins from your body, you're actually also releasing any stuck spiritual energy, any energy blocks from your inner, like your energy fields, your aura. You're releasing those things, especially if you do yin yoga, if you do stretching or weightlifting, or just any type of exercise. It really helps to release the old energy and to let your energy flow even more smoothly. So yeah, like there are countless motivations for me to work out, keep working out. And at this point, I'm addicted, you guys. I don't need motivation. I seriously do not need any motivation. Like, yeah, I might have a blah day and I might not kill at my workout. I might do like a blah workout, but I would make sure that I work out. Like, nothing, like something is way better than nothing. Like, some days, we all have our days, especially when I'm in my YouTube phase. Like, I track my menstrual cycle and I know when my energy levels are high, energy levels low, and I plan my workout like that. Like, when I have very high energy, I do like very intense, very heavy weights, and I would push myself to 1 hour workout. And when my energy is like very, very low during my period, during my luteal phase, I would stick to like 20 minutes Pilates or 20 minutes yin yoga or 20 minutes just normal yoga stretches. But I would make sure that I stretch my body every day because of fascia. I don't want it to get stuck in my body. I don't want any stiffness. I'm like quite flexible. I'm not very flexible, but I am a little bit flexible, I would say. And I love that. I love being active. I love being energetic. And that's my motivation behind working out consistently. I really hope this inspires you. This gives you some reasons to stay motivated to work out, whether it's for your spiritual energy release, whether it's practical reasons, health reasons, mental health reasons, any reason. I just hope you find a really strong reason, because once you find strong reason and you continue to do workout, there's no going back. Like, an addiction, and I'm not saying overdoing it. I probably work out like 3 to 4 times a week. I make sure I stretch every day. I do yoga, yin yoga every day, because, you know, it's healthier. Like, it's not healthy to do intense workout every single day. That's just overdoing. That can damage your muscles, right? It's not healthy. So I keep things balanced. I don't overdo, I don't underdo. I just like to keep it balanced. Also, your diet plays an important part. Another fun thing is having cute workout clothes. I know it sounds silly and like, huh, workout clothes, can they really inspire you, motivate you to keep working out consistently? For me, yes, it does play a huge part. So I make sure that I have cute workout outfits. I wear something cute, especially on that day when I feel like I don't feel like working out. I will look in the mirror wearing something cute. It will help me to get those extra reps. Cute clothes really help a lot. Hanuman Chalisa, the best motivation during workout. If you want a lot of energy during workout, Hanuman Chalisa. ORS powder, not every day, but sometimes when you're low on energy, beetroot juice, pre-workout, amazing energy booster. Dark chocolate before workout, best energy booster to help you kill your workout like a beast. These are like few little practical things that I follow to kind of like motivate myself to work out and to have like a really great environment for my workout, like Hanuman Chalisa, chocolate, good clothes, my mat, new weights, and just, you know, few things that I might need for my workout that really helps me. So yeah, you guys, I really hope this inspires you, motivates you to keep working out consistently and to kind of get addicted to that good feeling, the good transmitters that are generated when you finish your workout. That's just the best thing ever. So thank you so much for tuning into this episode till the end. If you really like this episode, if this episode helped you, supported you, informed you about anything that you did not know before, or anything was your favorite part, please, 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 my lovely, message me on Instagram. I love receiving messages. It's literally the joy of my life. So I would really appreciate if you send me a message sharing that you love this episode. It would really make my entire day, and also would motivate me to keep making more such great episodes for you, to share more things with you guys. And also, if you want to dive even more deep into fitness, into being fit, into being the fittest version of you, most confident at home version of you in your body, then check out my Flow Your Way to Fit course, link down below. Read all the details. It has such great modules in it. It's really life-changing. And if you feel aligned, message me to join the course. I will see you very soon. I love you. Bye.